Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Fishers of Men. There are men, and when I say men, I don't mean just all males, but all people, who seek glory. They want to feel good about something they have accomplished and have others to take note of it. Because one may reason, why create a great painting or invent a great machine or device, break and establish records, or do all manner of amazing feats if there is no one who knows you did it or can appreciate it? While all people don't seek glory to the extent of others, it is probably safe to say that most people want to be noticed for something they do or did at some point and times in their life. The glory people seek and desire is from those in the world in which we live. But suppose there is glory that is to be had outside our world. Suppose there is glory that comes from God, our Creator. The Gospel of Jesus Christ tells us of God's mission to personally come on a rescue mission to salvage and save the fallen into and after human evil humans He made. His purpose and intent for creating them was and is communing with Him. But when given the choice, men have found themselves preferring evil over good and the love of self over the love of God. God, in the person of Jesus Christ, set out to call men to repentance and seek forgiveness in order to fulfill their created purpose. To get this done, Jesus sought help. While walking along the sea, He called to a man named Simon and his brother Andrew as they were casting their nets into sea for fish. He called to them and told them to follow Him and become fishers of men. The Bible said they immediately forsook their nets and followed Him. This brings me to the point of seeking glory I began with. There is a glory of and from men or the world, and there is a glory of and from God. Any glory received from or of God is greater than that of men and the world. Why? Because the former glory will fade and only last a while. The latter glory of and from God is eternal. Those who help God by becoming fishers of men shall receive eternal glory that shall never fade or fail, that only God can provide. Beside the glory, fishers of men will receive their own soul salvation and the joy and feeling that comes that one has when a lost child is found and restored while helping Jesus to seek and save lost humanity. There is no earthly honor or glory that can surpass the honor that comes from being a fisher of men alongside Jesus. I ask you today, are you a fisher of men working alongside Jesus as your main and primary occupation and life's work? To do this, as Simon and Andrew did, one must forsake their earthly nets used for capturing earthly glory and treasure, and begin to follow and work with Jesus to free and rescue the lost. If not, I encourage you to forsake your nets for earthly and worldly glory and join Jesus as one who is seeking and searching for God's lost children and offspring. Our eternal glory and rewards await us. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday school missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click on the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent daily devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.